Thank you for joining us for this episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. People like me, Michelle Kane with Voice Matters, and my ever steady co-host, Karen Swim of Solo PR Pro. Hi, Karen. How are you doing this week?
I am great, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good too. You know, springtime, it just does, you know, puts a little pep in your step and it makes you think of fresh new things, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today. A little reset, a little back to basics. It's just a good time of year. We made it through the first quarter and it's a great time to just look at your business and figure out maybe what you can realign, retool, and go get them.
Yeah, I love that. So you sent me an email that I missed from Peter Shankman, who was the founder of Hero, Help a Reporter Out, the original before it got sold to Cision and they killed it.
Yeah.
For a few years after it was sold, it was, you know, it remained the same beloved Hero, but eventually, you know, corporate America, they're the reason we can't have nice things. Sorry.
Exactly.
Completely killed it. And now they have basically sent it to the graveyard by putting it behind a new platform that I have heard is not very user-friendly. And the quality of the queries had severely declined over the past year or
True.
Two anyway.
Yes.
So Peter Shankman sent out an email that said that by demand, and I saw those public requests for him to create something like that again. So he has.
Yeah.
So the new one is called Hero, Help Every Reporter Out.
Love
and
it.
It's free, just like the original version, and it's back to basics. And he, in his email, he talked about back to basics. And that's such a good message. And it reminded me that sometimes we can keep reinventing things until we lose our way. That
yes.
goes for
yeah.
our workflow. It could be a tool. Sometimes the client work, we just keep reinventing because we want to, quote unquote, keep pace with things and we want to keep evolving until you take a, you know, you stop for a second and you think, I don't even recognize this anymore. And then it's a good time to just, as he said, you know, and was, I believe that he said his therapist, you know, had reminded him because he, you know, he has been very public about having ADHD.
Yeah.
Back to basics. What are the things that you're good at? You know, and stripping away all of the other things, like, what are you good at? Let's do that. And it's such a great message for us as PR pros, but it's also a great message to ask your clients and make sure that you're checking in regularly and making sure that they're not losing sight of their core expertise.
And that's so true. And, you know, not just that, but losing sight of their actual goals for PR
yes.
and promotion and marketing, because you can get so far away from shore, you know, you can no longer see the shoreline and you wonder, whoa, how did we get out here? Oh, were we chasing, you know, too many of the shiny things? You know, we really need to get back to what we do best and telling people about what we do best. And I think part of that slide can happen because, you know, we're good at what we do, right? And after a while, not that every day is easy, no, far from it, but, you know, there's a certain ease in what we do. And over time, you can just, I don't want to say get bored with that, but think, oh, I don't feel like my skills are being challenged. So it must be wrong necessarily. Like, and I expect everyone's gone through that. So don't necessarily, you know, lose sight of the fact that it's okay if the actual day-to-day of what you do comes easy to you. That's why we're in this profession. That's why we're not dentists or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think not losing sight of that and also not losing sight of that for our clients as well.
I completely agree. And, you know, I'm also reminded that technology is a beautiful thing, but sometimes we can just keep adding tools to things. And then you look and, you know, it's kind of like if you cook, then you probably at some point in your life have bought gadgets that do something faster, better, easier. And you can, you know, one day look in your kitchen and go, why do I have all this stuff? I have all of these things. And then you're like, I don't need these things. You know, the basic tool, like a knife could do this too. A blender could do the same thing. So, you know, you find yourself, well, it's the same way with our tool set. We can add a bunch of stuff. And then you look up and you're like, my God, I have like a million subscriptions to do all of these things. And I don't even understand, like, I'm spending so much time now using these things that are supposed to save me time that I'm stressed and overwhelmed. And maybe I just need to grab my notebook again and, you know, write things down or do things this way. And I don't think that that's a bad thing to walk back, because just because we are a technological society doesn't mean that everything has to be solved by technology. You going back to the basics mean what really works and what am I really good at? What am I really good at using? What really serves me? So I think that that's another, you know, way to apply that is, you know, start to look at all those subscriptions because the costs really do add up too, and really think through, like, is that really the best way personally? Is it saving me time or is it causing me frustration and costing me money?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, we use these tools to save us time. And by saving time, we save money because it either frees us up to do other work or it just frees us up to relax a little bit. But if using these tools becomes too laborious and too much of a time taker, then they really aren't serving us. But we can get so caught up, right? You get so caught up in the day-to-day and, okay, I want to use this thing and oh, it's taking me so long, but I'll figure it out someday. It'll work well someday. And the next thing you know, 3, 4, 5 months go by and you're still wrestling with it. So, you know, don't be afraid or don't think it's a big deal to just ditch something if it's not working for you. If, like you say, if like just going down and writing things down is better, I mean, I can't tell you how many project management tools I've moved in through and from. And yes, I do use one. I mean, I finally tripped on one that was in front of me all along. And I thought, oh my gosh, this does exactly what I want. And it's not a major cost.
Yeah. You know, I also, in Peter's email, I did love the very simple advice that was given to him. And it's advice that we know and we forget about getting back to the basics of what you're good at.
Yeah.
Because as PR professionals, we are pressed into service for so many different things and we can find our careers adding on skill sets and, you know, us being able to offer an expanded scope of work. And, you know, we may look up and, you know, 5, 10 years later, we're doing a lot of things and maybe all those things don't make us happy.
Yeah.
And I remember being in corporate America, and one of the things that was frustrating is being required to do things just because they were part of a job description, not necessarily because you were passionate about it or good at it. So you were forced to learn things that just were not your natural skill set. And I don't mean learning new things, but really being forced into an area of weakness just because it just wasn't your jam. It's like taking someone who really is not great at creative writing and forcing them to write every day just because it's part of their job description. That doesn't make sense. Well, as PR pros, we may have boxed ourselves into those same corners, and getting back to basics and taking a look at what am I good at today? What am I really good at? And more, you know, the second question that should follow that is, what really satisfies me as part of my career, and getting back to doing those things? Because sometimes we get so far away from that thing that we're so good at and the thing that makes us so happy that we can become disillusioned with our career path.
That is so true. And that can change as time goes on, too.
Yes. I mean,
you want to pay attention to your natural skill set, what your superpower, what you're really good at. Mm-hmm. And even, let's say, even if you do love it, that may change over time. You might find something new. But to get back to your point, isn't that why we try and have healthy relationships with the vendors that complement our skills so that we can still offer the things that our client may want or need? But, you know, we shouldn't be the one doing everything because we can't know everything. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget the day a dear friend who's in the similar business said, well, can't know everything. And I thought, you're right. I have to remember that I am not responsible to know everything.
Now, that's so true.
I knew it realistically.
That's so
true. At the same time, and you're like, oh, no.
And I mean, at certain points, and we've talked about this on previous episodes, at certain points in your solo journey, back to basics might also mean scaling back some of those team members. You know, maybe it's just become, you know, unmanageable or overwhelming, and scaling back to just you again, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. You know, sometimes in our careers, that's such a happy place where it's just you and the work and less stress. And it's okay to give yourself permission to say, you know, my back to basics is getting away from this whole big agency-like model and letting it just be me and my work. There is a certain freedom in that. I've been there before, and I can tell you that sometimes it's just easier to just do it than tell everybody else how to do it and to manage the people doing it. It's like, oh, for Pete's sake, what am I doing over here?
Right? It's so true. So very true. Now, and I think that is what it comes down to. You know, you forged your path as a solo because, you know, for most of us, I would think, because we wanted to work this way. We found that it is better for us. So you need to make sure that that experience continues to be the best thing for you.
And to do that, that means being your own career coach and your own manager in terms of looking at how you manage accounts. You've got to manage yourself and, you know, because you don't have anyone overseeing you. So you are in charge of that, of looking at things and saying, hey, I think you need a pivot here, or why are you doing it this way? And, you know, great thing about our community, sorry, shameless plug, is that you do have other people that can help you with your gut check and to help you with their discovery. And you can find accountability partners and people that you can hop on a call with and say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I love about the people in our industry. There is that camaraderie, and especially, my goodness, in the solo PR pro group, you can certainly, I know I could pop in there any day and say, oh, can we do a 180 with each other and just, you know, anyone interested in taking a look at each other's business and seeing where you might make suggestions and a sounding board. Sometimes all you need is a sounding board.
100%.
Yeah. So I know I am super grateful for that. And that does keep us all back to basics, right? You need that community where you can do the gut check. Because let's face it, how many times have any of us been sitting alone at our desks and having the conversation with themselves? Do I suck at this? No. I don't know what I'm doing. Do I? I do. Yeah, I think I do. I don't know. Do I have anything to show for that? Well, I do. Or I did. No, I do. Anyway, sorry, there's a little inside baseball in my mind. And then you know, you finally see the results of something, you go, I do know what I'm doing.
Yes. We have all been there multiple times.
Oh yeah. But we hope this has been an inspiration for you. I love when we have topics like this because it ends up inspiring me as well. So
yes.
You know, but we so appreciate you giving your time to this podcast. Please share it around. Head over to soloprpro.com and subscribe. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.